Lupita Montoya is a researcher associate at the University of Colorado in Boulder in the Environmental Engineering Program. In the last few weeks, back in December, she wrote to the regents at CU because she is concerned about how her promotion case has been handled by the university. She says that despite being supported by her colleagues in her department and even her department head, the administration at CU have consistently blocked her efforts to gain tenure. She spoke with KGNU's Rosanna Longo about what she says are barriers that are facing not just her, but many people of colour at the university.
It has taken years, and to this day, I have continue to feel that I was discriminated against and mistreated in many, many different ways. I'll just read the statement and then I'll try to add. Maybe before I go on, I'll just mention a little bit about my background, my educational background. I'm an engineer by training. I have a bachelor's degree in engineering mechanics from the State University of California, Northridge campus in Los Angeles area. I graduated with honors from there, and then I went with a full fellowship, Stanford University, to study graduate school, where I obtained a master's of science degree in mechanical engineering and also a PhD in environmental engineering. When I graduated from Stanford, I then moved to the Northeast, and I have spent almost about 2 years doing a postdoctoral research at the State University of New York in Albany, public health. That's what I did my work then, working as an engineer. And then I went to Harvard School of Public Health for another 3 years to do additional training, and so in public health. And so I've had a lot of education, all of it meant to address problems of disadvantaged communities in this country and abroad, because I have worked in other countries as well. For the last 10 years, I have been the only underrepresented minority female faculty at the College of Engineering at the CU Boulder campus. In fact, I am the only Latina faculty in the 125 years plus year history of that college. They never had a Latina before me, and they probably may never have one in the future. I am officially rostered in the Civil, Environmental, and Architectural Engineering Department. This is the department that hired me when I came here as a tenure track. I was hired at this department as a tenure track assistant professor starting in January 2010. In 2016, my dossier, that means my files, was evaluated for promotion to associate professor with tenure. My promotion was supported by my department, by my department chair, and by the external reviewers who are experts in my field. In my fields of research, which is aerosol science and indoor air quality. So people who know my research, the people who know it best, were all in favor of my promotion. However, after that, the College of Engineering and Dean Bobby Braun reversed those recommendations for my promotion, which came, like I said, from external reviewers who are experts in my field, my department, and my department chair. Traditionally, those are the most important ones. But in my case, apparently they were not important. And so the dean reversed the recommendation for my promotion. And then my department followed with that reiteration of support for my department in my department chair. In other words, my department took another vote and my chair wrote another letter saying, no, we disagree with you. We want Lupita here. She has earned her promotion. So that was the second time they said this. The college and the dean again denied my tenure after my department said for the second time that they wanted me here. And ultimately, the levels above the College of Engineering decided to follow Dr. Braun's recommendation and deny my promotion. So after all of this process, in 2017, which took about a year to go through that process, I filed a grievance, which is basically an appeal, in a level one investigation into my case followed, which took about a year also. So that's a second year. This level one investigation ended, and a panel concluded that, and I here I'm quoting, there were aspects of the handling of Dr. Montoya's dossier that has raised concerns, and that there was, in quotations again, sufficient evidence of possible violations of rights and privileges to support a recommendation for either complete reevaluation or mediation. Now, neither the chancellor nor anyone else at CU took steps to address the concerns brought up during the investigation, which took a lot of months. It took about a year to issue the recommendations. And those recommendations were completely ignored by the CU administration. So after the non-response from the chancellor, DiStefano, that was in 2018 now, I requested a level two hearing, which is, I'm here literally following procedures that they have written in their own policies, which apparently they're just an ornament because they don't really follow them. So I follow the procedures because I wanted to be, you know, doing things properly. So I requested this level two hearing as I'm entitled under the Region 5H policy, which is what they publish, and it's public domain. That hearing took another 8 months to complete. And in spite of CU admitting that there were violations to procedure in my case, they essentially blamed my department, but I upheld the denial of my tenure. So we went through all these other steps, and then at the end I said, it doesn't matter. Your department should have done something different. So they will not reverse their choice. And in the meanwhile, I continue to enjoy the support of my department and continue to conduct research, to publish, and to graduate students, all while I was under a new denomination. I'm no longer an assistant professor. Now I am a research associate, which my department, you know, has continued to renew. So I have an affiliation with my department because they support my work, and they know the quality of my work is real. It's the administration that refuses to accept it. So I approached a number of people about this problem, and it seems that not much is happening because there is a concerted effort to hide what really is going on within the university. And so there is more interest in protecting the image of the university than it is to literally be fair and to do the right thing. So in my case, I approached a number of people, including the regents. I did this and I approached them because I believe that I exhausted all procedural avenues at CU that are available to me, yet CU refused to treat me fairly. And since I'm the only underrepresented minority woman in the history of the college to have been that who have ever been evaluated for tenure, I understand that maybe on the surface, I'm a challenge to the system, that they don't know what to do with me. But they have also managed to keep people like me out. You know, and it seems to me that it has been a very deliberate effort to keep me out. And given the ever-present professed values of inclusive excellence at CU Boulder, they plaster this all over the place. I find the mistreatment of my tenure case to be completely opposite of these so-called values of inclusive excellence that they claim to have, and completely against the very best interests of the institution and even our students and our state, because what they've done is not leading to better education for our students and is certainly discriminatory.
That's Lupita Montoya, who's a research associate at CU Boulder. She's in the Environmental Engineering Program and speaking there with KGNU's Rosanna Longo about her efforts to gain tenure at CU. And despite recommendations from her colleagues in her department chair, as well as from external reviewers, she has not been granted tenure. Well, last December, she wrote to the regents at the university about her case, saying she believes she's being discriminated against. Well, KGNU reached out to the university about the case. Last week, we received a statement from CU Boulder, and it said that Dr. Montoya received a fair opportunity to be considered for tenure. Those who considered her case did so fairly and without prejudice. The faculty committee found that any minor procedural flaws in her case did not affect the ultimate determination. Well, we'll continue to follow this case as Dr. Montoya considers other possible actions. And coming up on February 20th, as part of our new monthly series, Trends, in collaboration with the Community Foundation of Boulder County, we're going to take a look at issues facing people of colour in the county where, despite proclamations and goals laid out by various different entities, diversity, or rather a lack of diversity, is still a major issue. So do stay tuned for that. That's coming up on February 20th.